standing up to a common ailment. Here's a disease that I'm avoiding like the plague, pun intended. It's called sitting disease. Can you guess what it is? Sitting disease is exactly what it sounds like, spending too much time parked in one place. Too much downtime, literally. For example, I work at home, so my office is 20 steps from my bedroom. Not much of a commute, right? And it's a very tantalizing reason to be relaxed, lazy, and sedentary most of the day. Plus, I enjoy today's lifestyle conveniences, like online banking, online shopping, deliveries to my front steps, and even grocery shopping by computer. It's easy to see how sitting can become a way of life. However, research shows that sitting disease is a real problem. Being sedentary may contribute to illnesses like diabetes, cancer, obesity, and heart disease. Personally speaking, none of those is high on my bucket list. So what's a sitter to do? Get up! I've committed to standing up for at least 5 minutes per hour. I actually set the timer on my smartphone to remind me. A modern solution for a modern problem. I walk around, do a load of laundry, go up and down the steps a few times, stretch and bend. Sometimes I dance around to my favorite song, Up by Shania Twain. That always gets my blood pumping. You don't have to work at home to sit too much. Do you sit for a long commute on a bus or in a car? Do you work at a computer all day? Do you sit through long meetings and even sit for your whole lunch break? If you're at risk for sitter's disease, consider what you can do to break up long spells of inactivity. Get up and get moving. You'll feel better mentally and physically. This concludes the article, Standing Up to a Common Ailment. For more information and wellness resources, we encourage you to log into your member website.